ever wish. And I'm honored to say thank you.
Thanks a lot, Mr. John Brock. From their very first album, High Voltage, AC/DC, and Livewire. That song would later be done by bands such as Metallica and Motley Crue. AC/DC can be best described as a blues band with all their amplifiers all the time cranked up, all the way right up to 10. They always kept the same bluesy roots, yet at the same time playing very heavy, which would set the standard for metal bands for years to come. Angus Young has to be the unquestioned leader of the band, with his lightning-fast guitar riffs and always playing in his schoolboy uniform, which story came about. He used to jam with the band right after school, so he just used to use his uniform on, so the band kind of all laughed at it and kind of thought it was cool, and so he's been sporting it ever since, and he still wears it up to this date. And another thing about Angus Young is he's a crazy man. He's every time he does a concert, he goes out there for 2.5 hours and gives it all he has all night long. Alright, from their second album, after the release of their 1976 High Voltage, AC/DC went on to release another album called Powerage. The band stuck with the same lineup, and this was produced by Vanda and George Young, one of Angus's brothers, Malcolm and Angus's brothers. And right now, from Powerage, AC/DC's second album, here is Sin City.
Spiders give, snakes take. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief. You ain't got a hope in hell. That's my belief. Fingers
from AC/DC and from their album Power Ridge and Sin City. After Power Ridge, AC/DC toured, taking such notable bands as Judas Priest on the road to be their opening act, with yet a really big hit song under the belts in 1976. That was all changed with the release of their fourth album, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. And this song gave and the album gave them international recognition they have yet to receive, and gave the band their largest audience yet. From Dirty Deeds and Done Dirt Cheap, this is the title track on Sequay. Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, the title track from AC/DC's 1976 release. Exhausted from all the touring of their fourth albums, AC/DC took a much-needed break from the road, and they took a few months off. After a few months of rest in 1977, AC/DC once again took to the recording studio for a recording of their fifth album at the time. There, about a 1.5 year later, the album came out, and it would end up being Bon Scott's very last album. This album is Highway to Hell, and AC/DC took them almost to the top of the rock world, and they were riding high on this album. Here's music from Highway to Hell on Sequay.
Yeah.
Music from AC/DC's The Highway to Hell, and that was The Girls Got Rhythm. And we also heard the title track, Highway to Hell, and that would be the last record Balan Skye would appear on. With the release of Highway to Hell, AC/DC once again took to the road to support the album. They ended up filming one of their last gigs in Europe, which would later be released as a full-length concert film called Let There Be Rock. It would be one of Bon Scott's last shows ever to be played with the band. Bon Scott died in late 1979 when he choked on his own vomit. He was always renowned for his hardy party lifestyle, but it finally caught up with Bon Scott. He died at 27 years of age, one of the founding members of AC/DC, and gave them a reputation as being one of the worst kind of acting rock and roll bands around, and also gave them much heaviness in doing that. It like kind of made them into a heavy kind of super band. This left AC/DC without a singer, and right after the phenomenal success of their 1979 released Highway to Hell, they want to keep on. They got a new singer by the name of Brian Johnson, and he went into the band in 1980, and they went to the studio once again with the producer John Mutt Lange, along with AC/DC, and they came out what still is this day considered one of the biggest selling metal albums in history. It set the standards for heavy metal being played at certain velocities and so on. And they set the standard for groups like Bon Jovi, Def Leppard, and countless others. The album's called Back in Black, and it's to this day still a classic album, sold over 9 million copies worldwide. We hear a couple of tunes off Back in Black right now on Seaquay.
We'll be right back.
After the release of Back in Black, AC/DC was being considered one of the biggest hard rock acts since Led Zeppelin. They went on to play sold-out concerts wherever they played, and as more people saw the show, the band got bigger and bigger until their shows were being called legendary. They went on to do a few more albums for those about to rock and fly into WA, but they never quite matched the sheer rock and roll brilliance of the 1980 Back in Black. 6 years later, however, in 1986, they went in to do a movie project. They were approached by Stephen King to do his movie for his upcoming movie, Maximum Overdrive. The band said yes, and as a result, the album Who Made Who was released. The album consisted mostly of old tunes such as He Shook Me All Night Long, Hell's Bells, Chase Days for Those About to Rock, and other songs that were previously recorded. Although it did feature a couple new ones, including this one. This is Who Made Who on Sequay. After Who Made Who was released, AC/DC went back on the road once again, and they did a tour with Loudness, and they went did a major American and Canadian tour. They've been relatively quiet since the last couple of years. Till now, they came out with their latest album called Blow Up Your Video, always sticking to their same kind of roots. AC/DC does it again. We're going to close off our special tonight with a few selections off Blow Up Your Video. This first one's called In the Nick of Time. We'll be right back. For the past hour, you've been listening to a special presentation of CKWE's tribute to AC/DC, a pre-concert warm-up for the show taking place tomorrow night at the Ottawa Civic Center at 8 o'clock. So to you and your friends, have a very good time and have a safe time. And hopefully talk to you a few years when you get back. Have a great show. See you all Friday. Listening to CKWE 103.9 FM, operated by the River Desert Education Authority. CKWE will now terminate programming for today, so please tune to 103.9 FM again tomorrow when we resume broadcasting at 7:30 a.m.